The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
99.7X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Going to be kind of chilly again today. Sunshine, though, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, high up to 57. This weekend, it is beautiful, especially if you're running the Louisville Marathon or Half Marathon on Sunday. It's going to be chilly in the morning, but yeah, high of 66. So perfect, perfect day for that, or weekend for that. Okay, setting the bar. Kelly, setting the bar story is...
It's a don't do that kind of an example of how not to live your life.
Yeah. Didn't know rubber bands were a hot commodity. But if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a poor postal worker of his rubber bands, then you're doing okay.
Well, yeah, why in the world? Why are we targeting that?
Yeah, 56-year-old guy named Wilson, he decided, I want them rubber bands. So he robbed the mail carrier, didn't want the mail, didn't want the mail carrier's wallet. All he wanted was rubber bands.
Really interesting. Do we know what Wilson wanted to do with them? I mean, I can't imagine they're a hot commodity at the pawn shop.
Right, I don't know.
How much can I get for this wad of rubber bands? I don't think.
Well, when police tracked Wilson down, he still had the big wad of them wrapped around his wrist because, you know, you don't stick rubber bands in your pocket. You stick them around your wrist, right?
No, but yeah, but that probably took a lot of time, though, too.
That's entirely possible. By the way, they also found a little bit of drugs in his pocket, too. So
yeah,
maybe Wilson was under the influence, all right?
Maybe. I think that probably was a factor in the decision-making that day.
Mm. So, again, not sure rubber bands are a huge black market item.
Yeah.
But Wilson seemed to think they were. But if you can manage to make it through the day, the weekend, the month, the year, I mean, without robbing anybody, sure. But
sure.
Without robbing your poor postal worker of their...
He's just trying to deliver the mail,
rubber bands, then you're doing okay.
By the way, I got a text message. Cannot tell you how much I love that you're playing Rubber Band Man in the background.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't going to draw attention to it because... No one in our listening audience, I thought, would understand that, but I appreciate the text.
Somebody did.
All right. So there you go.
Appreciated the attention to detail.
All right. There you go. That's